kisses of truth ask for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld. And each week on this program, I bring the latest in what I feel is a consciousness expanding revolution that's happening in this country. And someone who's very much at the leading edge of that is tonight's guest, Mark Becker. Mark is the producer and host of the New Life Expo that's coming to New York this weekend, March 27th to 29th at the New Yorker Hotel. And Mark, good to have you here.
Well, good to be here.
No, Mark, you've been doing this, you said, for 19 years in New York?
19 years under the New Life name, yeah.
And New Life, just so people know, is the largest New York-based spiritual expo, Body, Mind, Spirit, that has, 400 speakers? How many speakers you have in booths and exhibits? Yeah,
we have over 200 booths, over 200 speakers. And it's the largest attended expo in the country, New York.
Oh, really? How many people attend in a weekend?
Get over 15,000 people.
Wow.
And it's just fun, you know, because it's 15,000 people that are not only here to see the speakers and exhibitors, but there are 15,000 people that come to meet each other.
Well,
so it just has a life of its own now.
That's what I really love about it, you know, is that the fact that the spiritual crowd in New York get to have a reunion twice a year, really, at the New Yorker Hotel. And
here and then again in October.
Right, but besides me hosting the Vibrational Healing and the Sexuality panel on Friday night, which is always a lot of fun, and we'll talk about that a little bit, but what this expo coming up, who are some of the highlighted speakers?
Well, there's Sean David Morton, which is an expo regular.
Yeah.
And I remember in 1991, this man comes up to me and he says, "Mr. Becker," he says, "I would like to speak. My name is Sean Morton."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, we're already, you know, all booked up and the magazine's out." He said, "I will be here all weekend handing out flyers. And I would just like to lecture on Sunday. And I promise I'll end up being your biggest speaker." And he actually turned out to be one of the biggest speakers in New Life. So Sean David Morton comes.
Well, Sean also got pretty popular around the country. He claims to have predicted the World Trade Center. I don't know if he really did, but he...
Well, he always did. I mean, we actually, you know, we sell tapes of the expos. Not only tapes now, but we also have downloads. But we have a tape of Sean predicting that at the expo.
He predicted the World Trade Center before 2001.
Because that was the thing. Well, you couldn't predict it after because...
wouldn't be a prediction. But but Damien Brinkley is going to be there.
Sean, there's Damien Brinkley. You know, they made a movie about Damien.
What's he famous for again?
Well, Saved by the Light. He got hit by lightning. He died a few times. Keeps coming back.
I want to interview him for this show.
He's really a special fellow. He's a friend, and he's very cool.
He's been to the other side and back, right?
He keeps coming back. He says God doesn't want him. As I said, the main movie of him, Eric Roberts played him, and he has a company called CIA, and what he does is since he's died so many times and comes back, he's dedicated his life to going to hospices and taking people through transition. And that's what his CIA organization does, Compassion in Action. They go to hospices and they take people through transition to death.
Because he's been there and he's saying, "Hey, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay," right?
That's right. You know, they say, you know, in yoga we have a saying too that when you pick a teacher, you should have a teacher that has a cat philosophy, not a monkey philosophy. You should pick a teacher that says, "You know what? I've been there before." Not someone says, "I'll take you," so if they hurt themselves, no, you hurt them. But I've been there before. I've done this. And that's the best way.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's doing a lecture on Saturday. He's doing a workshop on Sunday. And he's doing a Monday event. We have Monday events also, so he'll be doing one.
But in his workshop, what is he? He doesn't, I mean, he talks about his experience. And what does he actually do with people? What would I learn from a workshop with Damien?
Well, what he does is he takes he takes people through it. You know, I've like on Monday he had something called Seven Lessons from Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes you through the near-death experience. So
to
demystify what's going on.
Wow.
It's very cool.
Wow.
He also takes people to Egypt a lot and you know, because they actually, you know, well, we've been there. So you, when you go to Egypt, you go to the sarcophagus and lay down, and that's how when the pharaohs died, that's what they did. They put them there, and the pharaohs just got transmuted to another space.
Oh, and Bernie Siegel's going to be there this...
Bernie, this is a big thing. I mean, Bernie Siegel hasn't been with us for at least 10 years, and he wrote a book called Art of Happiness. He's major cancer doctor. I think he's been with Mrs. Siegel. I don't know. But I'm happy to have him, and everybody has so much to learn about him. If you're a medical doctor, if you're just a student of life, I mean, anybody can learn from Bernie Siegel. He's been one of the original holistic medical cancer doctors.
Well, what day is he going to actually be? Is he speaking?
He's
going to
be
now?
There Sunday from 2 to 3:45.
Wow, he's giving a keynote there at.
He's giving a keynote. So Dr. Bernie Siegel is a big one to see. Danion is, Ashawn. Judy Humphreys has become one of our biggest speakers. She's from Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah, you kind of discovered Judy in a way. She was like nobody before she started
and
doing this.
It's wild. People love her so much. She channels beings from a different planet.
Actually,
I think some of my teachers at school channel beings from a different planet. But no, she does. She channels people from a different planet. She gives you another outlook on life and different messages of how things could be.
Actually, I just interviewed Judy recently, and what it's about these channels from another planet is that she opens up a frequency portal, I feel, with these, like speaking in tongues. So you don't know what she's saying, but you're feeling like a vibration of her saying it. That's been my experience, you know. Like, so we're tapping
into
this.
I'll be honest, in my pre-registration so far, she is number one so far.
Wow. So she's giving a workshop, too, in the...
She's giving a lecture on Saturday, a workshop on Saturday, and then a three-hour special event on Sunday.
I mean, is the whole thing a headache for you, or is it a lot of fun? That's what I really want to know.
I love it. I mean, I do. I have so much fun at the expo, and it's never ending. I mean, nobody wants to leave. You'll see, when you come to the expo, nobody wants to leave, everybody. So
right,
it's over
right.
at 10 o'clock. It's from on Friday from 3:30 to 10. People stay till after 11. On
right.
Saturday, it's from 10 to 9. People stay till after 10. And on Sunday, it's from 11 to 8, and people just never want to leave.
Wait, is it going to be music? Is there a concert this time?
Well, there's always different people doing music, and then a lot of people just pop up. And just start playing. I mean, all of a sudden, like at night, all of a sudden you go into one of these rooms and there's drumming and there's dancing. So a lot, you know, and a great deal of the music isn't planned beforehand.
Uh-huh.
It's just very spontaneous. Well, it's very spontaneous, like the end of every day. It's very spontaneous.
Okay.
Whatever happens, happens. I know on Saturday, I know Parashakti doing trans dancing.
And you know, you got into this because of your yoga, right? I mean, what's your?
I know
you are a little bit, but tell the audience. But what happened? How'd you get to start your first expo?
Well, I got into it through yoga, and I had the first holistic center, and that was in 1975. It was the first yoga center in New York where people can go without wearing orange robes or white robes, and it was the first place where. It was the second place where herbs in bulk was sold, but it was the first place where herbs in capsules was sold, herbs in tinctures, the first place wheatgrass juice was sold.
This is Serenity, right?
It was Serenity. So it was the first holistic center. And when I opened it, I started attracting people from all over the boroughs in Long Island and upstate.
Mm.
And before that, I was traveling on a circuit teaching yoga. And the other people on the circuit, I told them I'm opening up a center in New York, would you teach? And they said, sure. And these people were, like, much older than me. They were, like, my mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. And so they would come to Serenity, and I would study with them, and they would live with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was great. So I got to study with them one-on-one. I got to learn. I was making money doing it, which was wild. And then when I started my first expo, they came to the expos. So they were people like Bernard Jensen, who did iridology, Dr. Christopher with herbs.
What about Satchitananda? Wasn't he one of your
Satchitananda is my first, that was my first spiritual teacher.
Uh-huh.
With Swami Satchitananda.
Right.
And he started the Integral Yoga Institute. And then Swami Vishnudevananda was one of my teachers, and he started the Shivananda Yoga Institute.
So this is the lineage of New Life. This is where you trace the whole spiritual connection.
Yeah, well, us yogis, we were the first people to really be taking herbs, to start eating natural, because we didn't believe in killing animals, to start doing holistic health and alternative medicine, because one of the aspects is learning how to take responsibility for your own health and learning about nutrition.
But how did a nice Jewish boy like you get into yoga? You know, how did that happen?
Well,
why weren't you a doctor?
I moved to California, and it was the late 60s, early 70s. Experimented with a lot of mind-expanding drugs, and by expanding my mind, I realized that I saw God pretty quick. I couldn't smoke cigarettes anymore. I couldn't eat meat anymore. It just didn't seem appropriate.
Okay.
Love taking care of our temple, which is the body.
Yeah.
And yoga was one of the best ways to do that. And of centering the mind, which meditation was. It all made a lot of sense.
So
when I came back to New York, I wanted to share what I was learning. And that's what I'm about, kind of educating and communicating like yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then my center, Serenity, became the brochure for the center became New Life Magazine. And now it's New Life and New York Yoga Magazine. And my center actually became the expo. My center was a small expo. I mean, it's the same thing. Instead of the products, I have the booths, and instead of the speak, I have the same speakers, just more of them.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that came out of your center. Like, you still had the yoga center, and then you just became an expo, and then you kept getting bigger and bigger.
Right, right. Because it was the same. I had all the different speakers there. You know, Ann Wigmore, Bertolt Kovinskis, and Hannah Kroger, and all different people, and Bernard Jensen, and Christopher, they were all, Halper, and they were all lecturing at my center. Soma Kalmbach. It was very cool.
Well, what I like about
my center became the prototype for the Open Center, which I was on the board when they first opened. I was on the.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. So you've been a big influence in New York, and of course the Open Center probably influenced people like places like Omega, right?
Omega, I taught Omega's first yoga teacher training course in 1981.
Wow.
Yeah.
So has it changed? I mean, of course, there's been more and more people getting into the whole spiritual mindset. I mean, that's been a huge change, hasn't it?
Well, you know what this is, you know, Werner Erhard said, like, a time whose place has come. Well, it seems like now's the time. More and more people getting into it. I love New Life and I love it a lot. But my yoga and raw food expo, which I'm doing in May, the end of May, May 29th to 31st, that has the same energy that the expos had 20 years ago. It's all fresh and new and alive, and I love that.
Oh, I see. So I know you're doing the yoga and raw food happening the end of May, right?
It's alive, and that's how the expos were. And they're still alive. It's just, it feels more new, more fresh.
Right, and
you
it's
know,
smaller.
Like with it.
Yeah.
It's just smaller, and actually last year was the first one. It was 5,000 people. I think this year will be a lot more because people really see it, and New York Yoga Magazine, you know, has helped a lot, the other magazine I have. But it's the next step. I mean, in health, it's definitely the next step, raw food, living food.
Right, but what I love about New Life, is, for me, it's the coming together of all the paradigms that I'm really exploring, the of course, the body, the raw food, but the spiritual ideas, people like Judy Humphreys coming together, and, you know, she has a forum for bringing in the Arcturians. And so, not that I'm so much into that, I'm just into exploring these new possibilities,
exactly.
And I think New Life presents that.
Right,
right?
And that's, I know that is a big reason why you and I connected. I mean, we are really open to all possibilities, and we would like to entertain people to be open to all possibilities. So, and New Life, what I do is I'll give you a whole smorgasbord of things, and just try it, you know. Check it out, wear it, feel it, experiment with it. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, great. Because at least you'll know if you're ever in a conversation with somebody, you can't poo-poo something if you've never tried it. And you'll probably become the biggest proponent when you try something that works.
Right. And this is what New Life does, is offer people an opportunity to see something they wouldn't see on television. Where else are they going to find, like, you know, the latest laser therapy or, you know, what I think, this radiation hormesis that I help set up, this low level radiation, as this guy says, cures cancer, and, you know, just mind blowing technologies that come to New Life that you're not going to find anywhere else. So,
well, you know,
yes,
we have everything from metaphysical to spiritual to environmental to human potential to holistic health. You know, years ago when we started off with just acupuncture and herbs and nutrition and magnets and crystals, they thought we were crazy. Now they realize we're not crazy because everybody's doing it. And the same thing now with all the different energy therapies. And we even have a group coming in that they're actually staying in Tesla's room, and they're doing a lot of Tesla's work. And what they're doing is doing lectures on Tesla. And have Tesla.
Who's that?
Their booth. You know what? I'm going to look. As we're talking, I'll look. And,
okay,
But we have, but it's all the new things that 10 years from now, people are going to start saying, oh, that's very cool.
And you can't find this. And that's what, when you cannot find this on commercial television, you cannot find this, you know, on the radio. There's no place that allows the public to explore these new possibilities like this, these kind of expos, like New Life Expo that's happening in New York. And it's very exciting that people can come there and say, I'm just going to be open this week. I'm just going to see what these new therapies feel like. I'm going to try like a psychic massage or an aura reading or like this new type of juice. And, you know, it's amazing the alternatives that are presented to people at a place like this. And it's just asking people to come and be open and experiment and to have a new mind about what a new reality can be for them. And
it's all under one roof. So you can try anything you've ever even imagined or didn't imagine, and it's right there.
Like,
but
I know
where it is.
What?
It's at the Hotel New Yorker.
Yeah. It's at the Hotel New Yorker, 34th Street and 8th Avenue. I'm sure there's people, though, listening from around the country, and they can't make it just...
No, but you know what? If you can't make it, my website is www.newlifeexpo.com. What you'll be able to do is download most of the big lectures, and you can also, you'll be able to download it in audio and download it in video. And you can also purchase tapes from it. So that's the big thing. That's what a lot of people do from around the country, just download it. Here it is. The booth is called the Unarius Academy of Science.
Unarius Academy of Science.
UNARIUS. And it says free energy for planet Earth with Tesla technology.
There's
the whole booth on this ad. Let's just on that.
Well, something that I'm really excited about is the sexuality panel that I helped create. I think it was my suggestion, wasn't it?
You did create it. Yes, you did.
That was very exciting because actually I think that is some of the most intelligent discussions I've heard on sexuality from anywhere. And actually to after you're finished, I'm going to interview Lori Handler from, 10:30 to 11 on this very same show. Oh, but you know who's going to be on the panel is Nicole Dadone, who was just written up in the New York Times style section. This was the most emailed article of the week. You know Nicole, you've met her, right?
I think Nicole's phenomenal.
Well, one of her people were going to be on the panel, but Nicole is going to be in town, so I think it's going to be a really hot panel.
Well, if you've never seen Nicole or heard Nicole, you should come. The panel's Friday night. And I think it's at, what time is it, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, that panel's at 8, and then the
healing panel is before.
I think I'm hosting too, because Mitchell's going to be on that one.
Yeah. And what's beautiful about the panels is that you get to see some of the best minds of that subject, and you get to ask them questions, and they debate each other. So, but sexuality and sensuality, I think, is on everybody's mind. It's our base energy. It's, you know, and it's everybody would like to make things a little bit better and be more open and less inhibited. Mm-hmm. And realize that we're all in the same boat. Yeah.
And the people that are on this panel, people really worked with their sexual energy to help free up all the old stuff. I mean, I've done lots of programs on this BBS radio show about sexuality, and
you're a great host. I love you hosting the panel. You're a great host.
Well, thank you.
Alan definitely keeps it going.
No, I do. I like to throw a few little jokes and zingers in there just to kind of keep it interesting. But also, I'm really interested in the subject, and of course, there's something for all of us to learn about sexuality. I mean, you call this orgasmic possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to talk to Lori about. But the other great panel, I think, is what really, I mean, I know the expo starts at 3, but at 6 o'clock is when it really starts to come together with the vibrational healing panel. You know, and this year you have Victor Dement on there. You know Victor's work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Victor, I came with him last year. Victor's very well. He's very good.
Yeah, Victor puts his hands on you, and you said to get this buzz right through your body. It's fantastic. You know, I mean, he did some very deep healing on lots of people I know. And, of course, people see Judy Satori and Gregory Hogue, who's been around forever. What were you going to say?
Well, really, energy is number one. I mean, you know, we talk about food, and food's number 4. And we talk about water, and that's number 3. Oxygen, of course, is 2, but energy is number 1. And we're learning that in medicine, from Indian medicine, from Chinese, from Asian, from Japanese medicine. So if we can learn how the vibrations of the planet work, and we know that with music, you know, we know it when we hear the high notes, we hear it all the way up, the classical notes, mm-hmm. In the top of the head, and the low notes down in our sexual organs. We know it in color and sound. We know it, you know, if you have a fracture, you take a tuning fork and you hit your bone, you know exactly where the fracture is. I mean, vibration, everything is atoms and electrons and protons, and we are all energy. So if we can learn how vibrations work in healing and how vibrations work in life and how people can use energy to make themselves feel more up instead of more depressed, this is a gift.
Wow, maybe you should host the energy, the vibration. That's a very good introduction. I'm going to take some of that. No, that is great because, you know, it is the quantum paradigm is like there is no really solid mass anymore. It is all vibration. You go deep, deep into the atom. There's no there. It's all movement. It's all a vibratory frequency. It's all frequency.
That's
so
right.
What we're interacting with all the time is just frequencies. And the idea of our own spiritual evolution is to start to raise the frequency so we can have higher experiences, higher, more evolved.
And people know this without realizing it. You know, it's just in words, when you walk past someone, that he has a really good vibe. What does that mean? They know what it means. The vibration, how this person like responds. Or you walk past somebody and it feels like the vibration is low. You go, he really brings me down. Well, why does he bring you down? It's because of the vibration. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really an up person. What does that mean? It's an up person because his vibration is high. So people really know this, and they don't realize that they know it. But just in their language, you can tell.
Well, that's a good point, because I think the whole thing about this spiritual age we're coming into is developing this sensitivity. So people didn't realize it before, but as we kind of fine-tune our senses, we're developing this facility to understand vibration, to know it. This is part of the evolution of our consciousness, is to incorporate these understandings into a greater society. And that's also what I like about New Life, is because you can go there and people understand exactly what you mean about these talking in this kind of alternative spiritual language. It's like this is what I'm trying to do with New Realities, is develop a new way of interaction, a new society, a new orientation to who we are as human beings.
Well, you know, is that some people have, some people feel inhibited or ashamed to talk to other people about what their viewpoints are. You never have to feel that New Life Expo.
Right.
You can say anything you like, and you can walk in a hallway and just hear the wildest conversation, just jump right in. You feel so very comfortable. Mm-hmm. I know we're talking about the panels. We have two of the panels is a Strange Universe panel, which leads off on Saturday morning at 10 and Sunday morning at 11. Mm. And those panels have, we can see a lot of the people at once and then decide, maybe I want to take a lecture with that person or workshop. I mean, there's Sean David Morton in the panel. There's Judy Humphreys, Michelle White Dove, who won the Psychic of the Year on A&E. There's, who else? Jill Dane, a very good psychic from Florida. Stacy Breezen. I mean, Danian's on the panel.
Oh.
Danian Brinkley.
Is Sean hosting that one?
Sean's hosting those panel, both those panels. John Oliver. John Oliver has a TV
show. Who's Stacy Breeze? She's new, isn't she?
Stacy, yeah, we discovered. Stacy, what she does is, in New Orleans, the police hire her to solve crimes. So she's a tremendous, she's like, you know, she does the same kind of work like James Van Praagh does, people like that. But, yeah, she's very, very cool. And John Oliver. John has, what's the name of this TV show he has?
John Oliver. Oh, yeah, John Oliver. What did he do? Is he on a TV show?
He's on it and hosted The Other Side. What is his name?
Making Contact with the Other Side. Did he do that? With the Other Side? The Other Side?
Let's see.
I see him there.
That.
He's always so
quiet.
Oh, Haunting Evidence.
Right.
Star of Haunting Evidence. That's
and then
is.
What you can do is you can see all these people at once, which is a great hit. Great way to start each day. Have a great.
No. I wanted you have also
nutritional panel.
Yeah.
It's a very good panel. You know, all the innovative, up to date information, nutrition. We'll have meat eaters on the panel, raw foodists on the panel, vegetarians on the panel. So you get a whole overview of debate and get to see what really works for you.
But that's what's so exciting, because you're getting an overview for the whole expo of how to live in this new reality, how to live your life differently. So if you just came there knowing nothing and you had an open mind, your whole life could change, don't you think?
And not only can it change, but it can change for so cheap. The whole week, no, really, I mean, it's amazing, because you can spend the whole week, in advance, a whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is only $30. That's like, you know, when people call to pre-register, they go, how much is it? I said, they go, no, you're kidding. I can do everything? Yeah, you can. You can do everything.
Well, that's true. A lot of those big conferences charge like $300 to just see like one speaker.
Yeah.
It's true. It is a good deal. But like you said before, the best thing are the people that come in the community.
Exactly.
That is formed there. And this is where you go. If you don't know anyone in New York and you're open to this spirituality, this is the place you want to meet people. It really is.
And the honest truth, people stop me in the street. Mr. Becker, thank you so much. I found my wife at the expo. Mr. Becker, thank you so much. I met my girlfriend at the expo.
Why can't I meet a wife or girlfriend at the expo?
No. Okay. I think because we're too busy working.
We're too busy. Well, at least you're making money.
We're networking.
We're too busy taking business cards and all that. No, it's true. No, I think it is a great place. And you get to see who's in the community, and people do come from out of town. And then I have made some great contacts there and made some great guests for my television show there. And Susan Weed, who's been on my show.
Oh, Susan will be there on Friday. And she's phenomenal.
She's wild. She is a wild woman.
I know. One time she couldn't make it because she was birthing a goat upstate. But she promised me there's no goats being birthed on Friday, so she'll be there Friday at 7. And let me just go over the prices with people to explain how cheap it is.
Yeah.
On Friday, in advance, it's only $13. At the door, it's only $15. And Saturday and Sunday, in advance, it's only $15, and at the door is $20.
Mm-hmm.
Or in advance, it's $30 and $35 at the door. And if you want to buy tickets, I guess I should give the phone.
Yeah, tell people how to get in touch with you.
If you want to buy tickets, you can do in advance. You can do one of two things. You can either call 516-897-0900. That's 516-897-0900. Or just go to newlifeexpo.com. newlifeexpo.com. And newlifeexpo.com, the whole brochure, it's a 76-page brochure. It's all online. You can order in advance. But you have to order before Wednesday at 12. And then you can take us in advance. And then you have to wait on a long line.
But I also want to say, if people are listening to this on BBS's archives, they also can know that there'll be there's an expo every 6 months or so. And so,
you'll
go to the website.
Food is May 29th to 31st. And then in October, it's October 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Are you doing something in Florida again?
Florida's going to be September 12th and 13th in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you are? Oh, so you moved the thing from the fall to the...
Well, there's so many things happening there in the spring.
In Florida.
Getting oversaturated, yeah.
So you're really excited about this upcoming show because you've been doing it for so long. You think,
me, I'm excited at every expo. It's just the fever's there. And for this one, you know, in times that are more difficult, like the times we're in now,
right?
It seems like people need us more and need each other more. So, I mean, the pre-registration has been higher than it usually is, but I kind of had a feeling it was going to be like that.
Oh, really? Why? Because
we are an inexpensive ticket. But two, people need people right now, and people need new ways. I mean, they need new ways to chill out, to relax, to learn about alternative health, preventative health, because some people don't have the money anymore for a health care system.
Right.
Health insurance or health care. Learn how to live more cheaply. So it seems like in hard times. I mean, that's why after 9/11 we did very well. Also, well, we always do well, but people in times of need we do even much better.
That's interesting. It's actually good news that their people are now opening up to change because they see the old ways hasn't worked.
They know where to go.
Yeah,
now they know where to go.
No, it's a really good start for someone just jumping into it who may have had a yoga class and said, hey, maybe there's something to this. It's a great step for those beginning and for those who've been on the path for a while. It's a great fulfillment for going to the next level for them. So,
right. No matter what level you want, New Life will take it to the next level.
That's why it's a new life.
If you're at a beginning level, if you're at a beginning level, want to know like what herb to take, what food to eat, what air purifier to get, or what water purifier to get, or if you're on a higher level, what energy modality? What energy modality can I try now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's great. So it has the whole range of how to live a new life. Really, 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 it is. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being you.
Well, I try to be the best me I can.
Anybody can be you better than you.
Thanks. No, I'm excited about being there and meeting people and lecturing on Sunday on Crop Circles. I'm going to be lecturing on Crop Circles 2012 and creating new realities through perception, changing our perception. So, hosting those panels on Friday night. So, so newlife.org is the website.
I wonder who's at newlife.org. No, this is New Life Expo, newlifeexpo.com.
Okay, newlifeexpo.com.
Newlifeexpo.com. You can go to get the brochure. You can download DVDs, audios, tapes, live lectures. And we can order in advance or 516-897-0900. And come see Alan. Come see me. Come meet everybody. Mm-hmm. Say hello to us.
At the hotel, the New Yorker Hotel, which is 34th and 8th, on March 27th, 28th, and 29th, starting at 3 p.m. on Friday, going all day Saturday and Sunday, all day, and you're going to meet your community of friends. If you're listening to this show, you're going to meet people.
You'll meet lecturers and exhibitors from everywhere, from New Zealand to Australia to Hawaii to England to India to California. They're all over the world. You'll meet people that come to the show that just stay at the hotel and stay there the whole weekend. They fly in to do this. And people live in New York. It's a score. Just come.
I think this is going to be a really good show. I'm really excited by it.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So I'll give you a call tomorrow. Thanks for being a guest. I'm going to talk to Lori Handlers about what she's doing.
Give her my love.
I will. So, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
You're in the office tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Okay.
Expo fever, baby.
Oh, yeah, you got expo fever, that's right. Okay, don't let the fever run away with you. Okay, thanks, Mark.
Later, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
So, thanks. That was Mark Becker from New Life Expo and New Life Expo magazine. And like I said, this is going to be coming up. And next we're going to be speaking to one of my favorite Tantra teachers. He actually has a program on BBS Radio. Her name is Lori Handlers. And she's actually going to also be speaking at this expo on Tantra. She's going to be a... Hello, Lori?
Oh. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Lori. Lori Handlers. Hi. No, I was just talking to Mark about... Hi, thanks for being a guest. And we can talk a little bit about what you'll be doing at the expo, but I also want to talk about your work with Butterfly Tantra workshops.
Okay.
So just a little background on what you're going to be doing at the expo and how this fits into your overall work that you're doing in the world.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that I've been doing the expo since about 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for a long time, even before I lived in New York. When I lived in Washington, D.C., I did the expo. It's the best thing in New York. You know, twice a year, people get together, and they really come out of the woodwork, and they network with each other, and they find me, and I find them, and I found you. That's where I met you.
Right. We met at the expo. We fell in love there, I think.
That's right. So I love the expo. I really love it. I think Mark does a great job, and I think it's gotten better and better and better every year. So I'll be on the sex and sensuality panel on Friday night from 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that.
I'm hosting that. Yes, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I can't wait. That's like the highlight of the show for me.
I think it is. You know, I said that's one of the most intelligent discussions about sex that I've heard in a long time. You know, those.
It is. It really is.
And they're very informed. Okay, so you're doing that, and you are also...
I have a table on the third floor by the library. I have my regular traditional table next to the wall there. So if people want to come visit me, they can visit me. I'm glad to, you know, they can get a copy of my book, Sex and Happiness, which you have, there's an excerpt from you on the cover, which I love.
I know, it's a good excerpt.
And then on Sunday, I'll be speaking, I'm doing a talk called What is Tantra on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the New Life. I don't know what room I'm in yet, but what room I'll be giving the talk in, but it's free with the entry to the New Life Expo. There's no extra charge.
Right. So let's talk a bit about what is Tantra, because I've done lots of shows on Tantra, and you're getting to be a very well-known Tantra teacher. And just like what I know of Tantra, it's more than sex. I mean, some people say it's an excuse for sex, but it's a way of connecting with your partner that opens up both people. That's how I understand it. How do you explain it?
Well, it opens up to anyone who's doing Tantra, even if they have a partner or they don't have a partner, it opens them up. It's a very fast path. Because we're using and focusing on sexual energy, it just burns through the garbage. You know, I like to look at it a few ways. I'll give the definition in a minute, but one of the ways I look at it is people who seem to be in the new age or on the path of spirituality, their hearts are very often open. They walk around and they're like open, 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 but, and I mean but here because I don't like the word, but I'm going to say but, if they're not dealing with their first, second, and third chakra, which is all the hidden stuff, the cellular memory of rejection, the cellular memory of abuse and trauma. It can be any abuse. It can be any trauma. It could be sexual abuse, but it could even be something like, I always use this example, the school bus splashed mud on me in second grade, and all the kids saw, and I'm humiliated, and I don't know that I'm still humiliated as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And that lives in the sex area. And if I don't clear that out, I'm trying to have pleasure when I'm having sex on the top of, I'm humiliated by the school bus in second grade.
So how do you clear it out? How do you clear that part out of your energies of your body.
You do emotional release practices, which should be part of a tantra regime that people do with themselves. You know, like if people are going to do breathing practices as part of tantra and they're going to make sounds as part of tantra, they need to also be doing emotional release practices, which they can find out from me. I'm like the queen of emotional release. They need to do emotional release practices, very simple practices, which allow them to go to the first and second and third chakras with sexual energy by themselves, making sound, and letting that stuff go, whether they know the content of it or not. It doesn't matter. They don't have to relive the trauma. They don't have to talk about it. All they need to do is some really simple practices. It takes about 20 minutes. If they did 20 minutes a week, I promise they would have more pleasure in their life than they ever imagined.
Like, what would be a simple practice? What would, like, be a simple practice for people to do to start to get in touch with that?
It's a little difficult to describe on the phone, but I'll just say that there are bioenergetic practices. There's something where people lay on the ground and lay down and they, on the floor, they put their feet flat on the floor so their knees are up, their arms are over their head, and then they start breathing and squeezing their PC muscles. So they start, it's a little difficult to describe.
I get the idea. I mean,
But then there's also Osho practices. You know, there's Osho's dynamic meditation. There's fire breath for yogis. There's things they can do where they squeeze the PC muscles and the anal sphincters at the same time as they're exhaling. So it's like, and then they build this charge, and then at the end of the charge, they just go, or whatever. They make sound. And the idea is that the sound brings the emotions up from the bottom all the way up and out the mouth. And once it's released, it could be a sound, it could be a yell. For some people, it's a scream. Once it's released, they never have to know what it was. It's gone. And when it's gone, they have much more pleasure in their life, and it's so simple. Even a baby could do it.
So where does this all fit into tantra? I mean, how do you define tantra? I mean, where does this fit
in? What I learned as the definition of tantra is expansion through awareness. Like, as I become aware of my own body and its surroundings and what it's capable of, I expand and expand and expand. I see it as, tantra has expanded me so much that I choose to expand even if I'm contracted. I notice and I go, I'm contracted, but I'm choosing to expand. I'm going to express myself to get out of the contraction. Amoebas, cells expand and contract. Light and dark, they expand, contract. But a lot of people feel like when they contract, something's wrong. But nothing's wrong. It's just a natural state. And so tantra brings people back to a natural state, like to really looking in their body, in their organism, to see what's going on and being able, and then what you talked about, be able to connect.
Right. But you're saying,
I look at it as transformation. Tantra equals transformation through pleasure. And in the pursuit of pleasure, everything comes up. Everything that's not pleasure and everything that is pleasure and pleasurable comes up to be examined.
You said that even when you're contracted, so if something contractual, meaning if you have like people around you that are irritating you and you feel shut down, how do you expand into the shutdownness if you're shut down or contracted?
Well, first of all, in tantra, I've learned something called a witness, where I'm able to see that I'm with, that I'm withheld or I'm contracted, I notice it and I go, oh, I notice I'm contracted. I notice I'm upset. I notice I'm shut down. Rather than act off of it, you know, and go into a spin about it, I just go, oh, I notice, wow, I'm really shut down. I wonder what's going wrong. And it's really important here for me to express to you that I don't judge it as wrong.
I see. So if you're shut down, you're shut down, then you accept yourself.
I'm shut down.
Right.
Right, no problem. There's nothing wrong. All amoebas, all cells contract when they experience something toxic. So I experience something toxic, I shut down, then I notice, oh, I'm shut down. And then I have a choice. I say, okay, I'm shut down. I don't have to act off of it. I don't have to get depressed or go away or stop communicating. I can just go, okay, I notice I'm contracted. I'll start to communicate about that. So if you are in a relationship with me, Alan, I would go, Alan, you know, today I woke up, I notice I'm really contracted. I notice I contracted in relation to something that happened in a conversation with us last night. Okay, so first I want to give notice and say out loud, I'm contracted. And it's my choice to stay expanded in that I'm going to tell you I'm contracted, but I'm expanding already because I'm reaching out. And I'm not blaming you. I'm just letting you know the state of my being.
Right.
So already I'm halfway out. I'm halfway out of it. I'm already starting to expand because I'm speaking about it. And then I go, you know, there might be some things we need to talk about, but right now I need to do this emotional release process so I can see, you know, so I can let go of whatever I, you know, I interpreted it to be or whatever, however it affected me. And then I come out of it and I go, okay, I'm expanded again. It's like choosing moment by moment to stay expanded even in a state of contraction.
So that's one level of the Tantra. The next level is, of course, pleasure. But then there's the higher level of Tantra, which is a kind of spiritual awakening. Talk about that.
Well, it's even beyond. You can experience spiritual awakening I've experienced awakening where I felt at one with the entire cosmos. I have felt it with a partner, expanded with a partner where we melted into each other and felt like we were spinning and like in a dream time. And I've experienced it by myself. Also, in a dream time, in a connection, in being so present, it's like being omnipresent, like being, like knowing you would call, or knowing in the next moment something would happen. It's like being almost like I don't see myself as being clairvoyant, but at moments of time being like that. And also, I've experienced my feminine aspect and my masculine aspect, if you will, or the hemispheres of my brain, I've experienced myself marrying myself within.
But was that a specific practice, or was that something that just happened?
It's a byproduct, just happened.
But it's a byproduct. But what's the practice?
Well, the practice, there are practices. There are breathing practices, and there are practices that also have to do with contractions, muscular contractions, especially of the, well, like Kegels, doing Kegel exercises, squeezing the PC muscles, the pubic coccygeals, which are at the base of the penis or inside the vagina, those sex muscles, and also squeezing the anal sphincter muscles. There are exercises that we do. We coordinate the breath in different ways with various squeezes, or in yoga it's called root lock, or Mula Bandha. The thing is that I did the practices and never expected, I didn't know what to expect. I never did Tantra with an expectation. I didn't know what to expect. I just did the practices, and then I would wake up and amazingly I would feel this.
You would feel what?
Like whatever, you know, what I would feel in the cosmos. You know, I would feel, it's like a drug experience. It's like it's like ayahuasca or something. I mean, it's like, I would wake up and all of a sudden I would have this feeling of being present that was so expanded, so huge, and I wouldn't really know where that came from. And of course, my New York cynical mind didn't believe, you know, I never believed when I was doing any practices that anything different, any altered state of consciousness was going to happen to me. Mm. And then it did. I would just wake up into it and I would go, oh my God, what is this?
And did it stay with you, these altered states? I mean, were you able to, or gain something from having been in those states that opened up you? Well, obviously you became a teacher of it, right?
Yeah, personally, I feel more expanded than ever. I feel more present than ever. I feel less attached or judgmental than ever. I feel less, I feel almost no anger anymore, and occasionally I do, but it's still not what it used to be.
Even towards our favorite person?
Yeah, you know what? I just recently, our favorite person we're talking about is my father.
Yes.
Alan is like he's my adopted brother.
I stayed with Lori's father for a winter in Fire Island, but anyway. That's another story.
It was great. My father might be listening right now, for all we know.
Good. Hi, Marty. But
tell me
what happened in that relationship.
Well, you know, I just let it go. I just finally let it all go. I said, you know, this was the vestigial trace of things that could hook me. My father's words or whatever. And I don't know, just a few months ago. It certainly since he went to India with me, but just a few months ago, I said, you know, why stay mad at someone who can't even remember that you're mad, you know, or what you're mad at? You know, it just seems so stupid. What a waste of energy. So I just let it go. And right now we're having a gorgeous dance together. I just I've just cracked the matrix on finding a way to free up some money for him and ensure his future. And we went to the bank a few weeks ago, and we would sign these papers, and I said to him, you know, just sign. He goes, what are we doing? I said, just sign, I'll tell you later. So we go in the bank, we're signing, and then he goes, what are you doing? And I go, I'm making you rich again.
That was nice of you. Can you make me rich again?
I could. He said to me, wow, you know, that's amazing. I said, yeah, Dad, and it really gives me pleasure to have you, like, use your assets so that you can feel comfortable and we can stop being in some struggle. And it's been great ever since. It's been really, really great.
Well, he's a kind person, and, you know, you're a good person. So why not? That's what I always saw. Why not? Why not just get along with whoever shows up, right?
Right. Well, he was my last trace of, you know.
You're last and you're first. You're
last, right.
But let's just talk a little bit about what's the ultimate goal of Tantra. What do you feel like the physiology that's connected to our sexuality is leading us into something else? I mean, there seems to be an ultimate goal, or maybe I'm just goal-oriented, but... Is there?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a goal.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a goal. I mean, I tell people in my classes to let go of all that. I think that what's possible in Tantra is a feeling. Well, I'll put it like this because I discussed this in my book. You know, I think what's possible in Tantra to be in an orgasmic state, making love in the unknown to life all the time. Like just making love to life, like being so open, being so unafraid, like arms open, making love to life in the unknown, like navigating the unknown and being in an orgasmic state, like making love to life all the time. And I think that all that sex is a metaphor for making love to life. I think that sex is a metaphor for male-female union. I mean, I think it's a great union. It feels great and everything. And I think there's something even bigger, which is the union within that comes from practicing Tantra. And then if one has union with someone else, that's a gift. And then if one is in union with oneself, that it's possible to just be in life in an exalted state.
Very nice. Well, and then imagine if everyone lived that way, what a planet that would be, instead of what we're coming up against all the time, or people, but in fear and contraction. But I guess that's not our problem. I guess if we're living in joy and in the richness of life, then we start to shift others around us.
Look, Alan, you do that. You certainly do that. That's what you do in New York, and that's what you do wherever you go, mostly in New York, but it's all over the place where you go. That's what I do wherever I go. I'm traveling up and down the East Coast all the time. I'm in the Midwest. I'm on the West Coast. I'm in the Southwest. I'm in London. I'm in India. Wherever I go, I'm doing that. I'm connecting with people, and they're getting connected to their essence. And their essence is really a state of love. It's a state of magnificence. That because of the cultural overlays, because of society, because of what's going on in the world, we forget. We go to sleep on our magnificence. And this is a state of magnificence.
So this is what you've devoted your life to, which is amazing. It's beautiful. I can see why you love it so much, because you bring people back to being alive.
Yeah, I'm passionate about it. Really passionate about it. And you know, in my show, in Tantra Cafe, that's like the one that's on this radio station.
What time is that on? What's that?
Wednesday. Well, I have four. I broadcast four times now. So I have Wednesdays. I'll just go East Coast time. Wednesdays, 10 p.m. East Coast time, Tantra Cafe. Thursdays, I believe I'm at midnight East Coast time, Tantra Cafe. Saturdays, I can't remember what time I'm on because it's new. And Sundays I'm on at 3 p.m. East Coast time. If you go to bbsradio.com, you can find all the times that I'm on. My show is just—it's such a gift to be able to interview other tantrics, and they give the gift so freely. And people write me and they go, "Oh my God, I learned so much from that show." It's been a really rewarding thing. I love this station. I love Don. I love Seth. Seth and Don, I love you. And Alan, thank you, because you told me about them.
Well, Seth and Don have been very nice to me, and they do a great job, and it's really a great experience being part of this organization. So
It's a great station.
And they're doing a great service for people by, what's their theme? They have that theme for the station? If it's true, it's out there, or you know, something that BBS says, I forgot. But it's something
true,
about.
It's on BBS Radio. Yeah, if it's true, it's on BBS Radio.
Of course. But anyway, what's that?
I was going to say, can I tell people my website?
Yeah. No, please.
Yeah. So if people want to find me, they can go to butterflyworkshops.com. It's plural, butterflyworkshops.com. Certainly they can find me on BDS. They can find me on tantracafe.com. And I hope
And you're giving a workshop coming up, right? Can you, you're doing something.
April 11th in New York City at One Taste. I'll be doing my Bliss Beginner's Tantra. So that's April 11th. And it's an all-day event. I teach beginner's tantra. I really teach the basics, the basic movement, the basic breathing, the basic paradigm. We'll do some emotional release, and we do some Lati Han, some moving in the unknown. So people really
I love Lati Han. Thank you, Laurie. This has been very nice. This is the first of a series of conversations I do want to do with you about the work of tantra. And
thank you,
making love in the unknown is... I really the key to exploring one's greater self. So you can catch Lori and me at the New Life Expo on Friday at the Sensuality Sexuality panel. That's March 27th at the New Yorker Hotel, New Life Expo, but also all week long. I'll be having a table there, New Realities table, and Lori Handlers will have a Butterfly Tantra table with all her products. And anything else? Say goodbye, Lori.
No, I just thank you so much, Ellen. I love you. You're the vortex of New York. And you're my unofficial brother. So I love you. I thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Lori. I love you, too. And this is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Go to my website, newrealities.com, for a list of other radio podcasts that I've done and television shows and articles and directories. And email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening.